Hi, and welcome to our essential core floor routine. And for this routine, you're going to need a block, and we're going to start laying flat on our back. This routine is going to cover all of our abdominal and core exercise. Take two. Today, we're going to work on the essential core floor routine. This requires a block. You're going to come to lay flat on your back. And this very short, about 10-minute routine is going to cover all of the core muscles, which for me, I consider to be pretty much everything between the knees and the rib cage. So the inner thighs, pelvic floor, and all of the abdominals. And we will cover them all. So start by laying flat on your back with the knees bent and the feet flat to the floor. Place a block between your thighs. You're not going to put it too close to the knee or too close to the groin. Try to split the difference and get right into the middle and to the meat of the muscle. And we're just going to start slowly and squeeze the block. Here you just want to get an experience of your inner thighs. You're going to work the inner thighs. No muscles in the body really work in isolation, but we're trying to activate the inner thighs and let everything else kind of stay out of the way. So feel the quadriceps, feel the outer thighs, feel your glutes, your butt. You don't want anything to work. If you can help it, squeeze the block. Try to feel the inner thighs activating around the block. See if you can squeeze for just a little bit longer. And relax the muscles around the block, but keep the block there. And squeeze the block again. So you're trying to activate the inner thigh muscles and stay out of the outer thighs and quadriceps. And one of the things you'll feel when you squeeze the block, because we're going to return to this later to finish, is that when you squeeze the block with the inner thighs, you're grounded through all four corners of your feet, that the energy and the weight of the feet are spread evenly. And that's a real key thing for us. Okay, release the block, take the block away. Now we're going to look at your abdominal muscles. I'm going to start with the transverse abdominis. This is the deepest of our low belly muscles. Try to get the base of your rib cage flat to the floor. Try to put a tiny little arch in your lower back. You're going to try to maintain both of those things, and let's see what happens. Take the right foot 3 inches up off the floor. That's a very little movement. Barely anything happens. And now, stabilizing the lower belly, take the left foot 3 inches to meet it. And hold. But most important, feel what happens. If your spine moved, that is the issue we're trying to work with. Lower the feet. Let's see the second side and see if it's different. Left foot up 3 inches. Again, 3 inches is very little. Right foot 3 inches to meet it. What happens? You want to feel how stable your spine can be. The goal of this exercise over time is to keep the spine from moving. Now, if this is going well, you can work here just like this for a while, but see if you can bring your feet up so that your shins are parallel to the floor and hold here. Keep the base of the rib cage down. Your throat doesn't want to be working. This is an abdominal pose. Now, if you want to work harder before we finish, take your knees forward away from the pelvis. The more you take your knees away from the pelvis, the harder you're going to work. I want you to kind of push that a little bit and find a place that is good for you to be doing this work of this deep lower belly muscle, transverse abdominis. Release the feet to the floor. Now we're going to look at the rectus abdominis, your sit-ups muscle. This muscle attaches from the base of the ribcage to the pubic bone of the pelvis. Bring your legs straight up in the air. This is different for everybody in the context of how long your hamstrings are. You might even need to bend your knees. If the hamstrings are long and loose, you'll be able to have the legs straight. Flex the feet. Bring the arms up in the air, fingers reaching up towards the ceiling, and now lift the head, neck, and trunk up, fingers coming towards the toes, not the toes coming towards the fingers. If, when you do this, the work comes into your neck and throat, you're going to bring your hands behind your head and interlace your fingers to keep the work in the muscle, the rectus abdominis between the pelvis and the rib cage. That's what we're trying to work. And release. I'm going to do that one more time. Bring the feet straight up in the air. Arms up to meet, to the ceiling. And now reach up. Pull the upper body up off the floor. The arms are reaching towards the feet, not the legs towards the fingers. And again, if you need to, you bring the hands behind the head to interlace, which is going to help you get out of the head and neck, but stay in the abdominal muscles and release. Nice. This next exercise is the bottom or the lower rectus. We're going to do a two versions of this. Bring your hands by your sides, palms flat to the floor. You're going to probably use the hands, maybe use the hands to cheat a little bit. Let's see how this goes. Bring your legs straight up in the air. And reach the feet to the ceiling. Lift the hips off the floor and reach. And lift up and reach towards the ceiling. And lift up and reach. Lift up and reach. And now lift up and try to hold. Lift your hips up. Try to flex the feet. Soles of the feet pointing straight up to the ceiling. Trying to hold the hips up off the floor for a breath. And release. Same thing again. This time you're either going to use your hands by your hips, or if you want to work harder, arms come up overhead. Stretch the legs up towards the ceiling. Same pattern. Lift. And lower, lift, lower, lift, lower, lift, lower. And now this time let's try to hold. Lift and hold as best you can. This is not an easy exercise at all. And release. All right, it's moving right along to my favorite core exercise, Jathara Parivartanasana. Bring your arms out to the side with the palms facing up. You can also do this with the arms bent into a cactus position. Try to get all 10 fingers to touch the floor. Wrists are at the height of the shoulders, not higher or lower. Starting with the knees bent, feet flat, bring the knees together, legs together, and bring the knees into the chest. It's a lot getting worked in this pose. Start by going to the right. Take your knees towards the right elbow. Squeeze the legs together, keep the left shoulder down. You're going to work hard to keep the shoulders grounded. Squeeze the legs together, come back to center, nose towards your knees towards your nose. Go over to the left, take the knees up towards the elbow as best you can. Keep the right shoulder grounded. Inner thighs are staying strong and together. And knees towards your nose, come back up to center. Fingers open, shoulders grounded, over to the right. And again, you're thinking taking the knees up a little bit, which works your outer hip instead of your glutes, which we want. Squeeze the legs together, back up to center. Squeeze the legs together over to the left. So three things are really at work here. Inner thighs, oblique abdominals, and the rotator cuff to stabilize the shoulder. Squeeze the legs together, come back up to center. Knees to the nose. One more time to the right. Knees to the nose to come back up and over to the left. Knees to the nose, back up and release. We're going to do one more version of that. And if you want to move on, you're going to work with straight legs, which makes this a much harder pose. And you know, if you're working with straight legs, you have to be able to take the toes on an angle towards the fingers. If you can't get that angle going, you have to bend the knees. Either knees bent or legs straight. Legs are together. That's the inner thighs working. Over to the right. Toes towards the fingers or knees towards the elbow. Trying to keep the left shoulder down. It is much harder if your legs are straight. Squeeze the legs together. Back up to center. Toes or knees towards the nose. And over to the left. Squeeze the legs together to fire up the inner thighs. Keep the right shoulder down to work the rotator cuff. Twisting the obliques back up to center. Over to the right. Back up to center. Over to the left. Back up to center. And one more. Take the legs over to the right. Trying to swing up on a gentle angle to engage the outer legs. The inner thighs are squeezing the legs together. The obliques are twisting the body back up to center. And the rotator cuff is stabilizing the shoulder blades to the floor. To the left. Last one. And back up. And release. Bend the knees. Place the feet flat on the floor. And let's put the block between the thighs again. For our last exercise, block between the thighs to bridge. Hands by your hips. Squeeze the block. Find a tiny little arch in the lower back. Keep the groins deep. And sticking your butt out to keep the arch in the lower back. Lift gently to a bridge. Not a high bridge. It's a small, easy bridge. But inner thighs grounded. If the pelvis is in a good place, you will stay grounded through all four corners of the feet. Squeeze the block to the midline. Stay grounded through the feet, and you should ideally feel the inner thighs and the deep low belly, transverse abdominis working here, the same muscle we worked with the feet 3 inches off the floor. Don't grip your butt. Your butt should be moving forward towards your feet. That is the action of the gluteus maximus. Squeeze the block. Deep transverse action. Don't grip your butt. And slowly lower down. That's the end of our essential floor core routine. And in about 10 or 11 minutes, you can get all of your work done for the day if that's how much time you have. That last exercise we did, block between the thighs to bridge, you can continue that. You could do that for up to 5 minutes until you can be there forever and it feels like you're doing nothing. So enjoy the routine and get strong.